I'd like to dedicate the learning the Ilui Nishmat Mori V'Rabbi of Aaron Lichtenstein Zichron Livracha in the interest of the keyboard will rely on what was already said and what will be said tomorrow at the funeral Ezrat Hashem. We have a kind of famous line that people quote, which might be worth exploring a little bit more inside. That appears here in source number one. So first, look at the bold, please. We'll come back to the rest of it later. I also have on the reverse a very important source in parallel. So the Gemara says, and Brachot Heimud Aleph, towards the bottom of Heimud Aleph, Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Omer, Shalosh Matanot Tavot Natan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Hashem gave three good gifts to Yisrael. V'chulan lo nitnu ela al yidei Yisrin. With regards to these three, they were given to Yisrael only al yidei via, through Yisrin, which is alternatively translated as travail or suffering, striving, something. We'll come to another definition as well, but maybe for simplicity's sake we should say suffering. Okay, these gifts are only given through suffering. What are these three gifts that are great gifts that are only given through suffering? Elohein Torah, one is the Torah itself, the Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel, the Ha'olam Haba, and the world to come. And the Gemara has sources for all of these three. Let's focus on the Eretz Yisrael for a minute. Again, skip to the next bold. Eretz Yisrael, dichtiv, ki ka'asher yaser ish et beno, Hashem Elokecha miyasreka. As a person, as a man, admonishes, rebukes his son, and that's the same shoresh here, yisurin and yaser, as he brings that upon his son, so too, in the same way Hashem, your God, brings that upon you. In other words, don't see it in the context of the Gemara. The context of the Gemara is so clearly Hashem brings upon you some kind of Yisurin. And right, very close afterwards, Uchtiv Batrei, the Pasuk says, Ki Hashem Elokecha Mevi'achal Eretz Tova. What's this? What is it talking about? What's the context? Hashem is bringing you to the good land. Okay, so the good land is tied to Yisurin. That's a simple drasha. Okay, how is it quoted nowadays? Many of us, maybe all of us, have heard this from time to time. Oh, Eretz Yisrael is only, especially they tell the Olim all the time, Eretz Yisrael is only acquired through Yisurin, so don't be upset about Misrat HaPnim, and don't be upset about Arnona and all those things, right? That's Yisurin, the educational system, don't get me started, right? All of those things is only through Yisurin, so don't be surprised, it's okay. We have to see exactly what that means. What is the nature of these Yisurin, and why? Why should it be? If we don't get into, I mean, there's a lot to talk about here. Why is Torah this way? Why is Olam Haba this way? Is there something really that unites, that unifies thematically Torah and Eretz Yisrael and Olam Haba? And the Maharsha kind of goes in that direction, but we'll stay clear of that for now. Before we get into the context of this Gemara, I want to show you something which may shed light a little bit on what our Gemara says by way of foil, a contrast. Look at source number 9. This is the most familiar source. This is the Gemara. It's the Gemara in the beginning of Brachot. Everybody, when they're optimistic about doing Daf Yomi at the beginning, right? Daf Yomi cycle, you can hang in there till Daf Hey. It's only a few days in. So that a lot of people have seen. Look for a moment at the Mechilta de Rabbi Yishmael and Yitro. Okay? Let's do the whole thing. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Lo Tasu Niti, is this Pesukim at the end of Yitro. Shelo Tenehagu Bi Kederach She'achirim Minahagin Biyirotehen. Shech Shatova Ba'alihem Heim Mechabdim Et Elohihem. Shene'emar Al Kein Yizbach L'charamo V'gomer. Poranut ba'alihen ein mekalin et Elohim shene'emar v'haya ki yirav yitkatzef v'kilel b'malcho v'lohav. So Hashem says, Lo tasuni ti Elohei chesed ve'Elohei zav. Don't treat me the way that you treat the gods of gold and silver. How do you treat the gods of gold and silver? Is you're a fair weather fan. If things are going well, you praise, oh, the god of gold and silver has been very good to me. But when things are going poorly, and this is maybe a motif in Chazal that they see this is the nature of pagan worship, is when it's hot in the daylight, you kick over the sukkah. Why should I sit in this blasted sukkah? That's what the goyim do, according to Chazal and the Gemara Avodah Zarah. In the future, Hashem will give them the mitzvah sukkah, and they won't be able to manage, and they'll kick over the sukkah. They're angry. They curse the god. So don't do that with me. Avalatem im heveti alechem etatovah tnu hodah. You should thank me when I give you something good. Haveti alechem etayusirin, and when I give you yusirin, it's interesting. It doesn't use the word ra'ah. When I give poranut tnu hodah, thank me for that as well. Okay, and this we know from Eov. Eov said, God gives and God takes away. Blessed is God. And this is also later on a Mishnah at the end of Brachot that we bless Hashem on the Ra'ah, just like we bless Hashem on the Tova. Okay, in the ninth parak of Brachot. Okay, so that's the context here for this discussion. Rabbi Meir Omer V'yadata im levavechas, and then Rabbi Meir is going to darshan this pasuk that we just saw. Know in your heart, ki ki'ashe yaser ishet b'no Hashem elokachem yasreka. Listen, it's true that you go through suffering, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Bnei Yisrael, and you've gone through suffering, but where does it come from? Hashem gives it to you as a father gives it to a son, right? When a son, and obviously every family is different and it depends how the father does it, but in a healthy relationship, even when the son gets rebuked from his father, certainly when he gets older, like Mark Twain, and how much my parents have learned since I've grown up, when a person gets older, they realize that that the challenges that the parents placed before them and the times that they said no and even the times that they were punished were really, they came. And even when they're young, hopefully a child can see this. It comes from a good place. It comes from love. And it helps the child to swallow the bitter pill. Okay, so Moshe Rabbeinu says, swallow the bitter pill, knowing that it comes from Hashem that way. Yehi libcha yodea ma'asim she'asita v'yusun she'veti alecha. Know what you've done and what I'm bringing upon you. Shalot v'masach he'veti alecha ta'yisurin. And know that it's not a punishment. It's not a strict punishment as such. It's yisurin. Yisurin is a different concept, which we'll explore a little bit further, and some will be outside the context of this shiur. Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda Omer Chavivin Yisurin She Shmo Shal Makom Chal Bo Yisurin Ba'in Alav. Okay. Shneim Hashem Lokachem Yisraka. I don't want to get into that now. Rabbi Yonatan Omer Chavivin Yisurin. So again, if it comes from Hashem, who's your father, then they should be beloved. They should be appreciated. Kishem shehabrit kruta la'aretz, kach brit kruta li'isurin. Shene'emar Hashem elokecha mi'asreka, ve'omer, ki Hashem elokecha mevi'acha la'aretz tova. Okay? And just like there is a covenant with regards to the land, there's a covenant with regards to Yisurin. So here you have a direct connection between the land and the Yisurin and covenant. Now here's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in this version. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Omer, listen to the differences between this medrash and the Gemara that we saw. Chavivin Yisurin, Yisurin are beloved. Sheshalosh matanot tavot nitnu Yisrael ve'umot ha'olam mit'avin lahem. And the nations of the world want these things, which we didn't see in our Gemara. These are three things, bedafka, that the nations of the world want. V'lo nitano lahem, but Hashem refused to give it to them. Ela bi yisur, excuse me. Lo nitano lahem, to Israel, even though Hashem gave it to the Jewish people, was only through Yisurin. Ve'elohein tor ve'eretz Yisrael ve'olam haba. Okay, that's all I wanted to see over there. What's the difference? So if we would only have the Mechilta, then we might have said, what's the nature of the Yisurin? We kind of say flatly, well, the nature of Yisurin is this competition between us and Umot HaOlam. Bedafka, one of the Yisurin that we're most focused on today, unfortunately, especially living b'tzvah hayari of Gaza, is understanding the Yisurin is violence that we undergo and that we endure from our cousins. And that's justifiable in light of the Midrash. You might even say that's the nature of the Yisurin. In other words, it's a competition. The nations want it. Hashem gives it to us. And therefore Hashem says, if you want it, and if I'm going to give it to you, you have to understand it's highly contested. And it comes at a price. Okay? But our Gemara doesn't say that. Our Gemara skips that part. Okay, what's interesting for us, therefore, and Midrash is worth noting, but maybe what we'll focus on here is what's the Gemara trying to say? And if you take the Umot HaOlam out of the picture, just take it as such. Eretz Yisrael is given to us through Yisurin. How should we feel about that? What does it mean for us? What does it do for us? What are we supposed to learn from that? So if you take a step back from the bolded part, from where we started, the famous line, and look at the background of the Gemara, go to the previous lines over here earlier on the daf, and source number one again. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Obviously, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Reish Lakish, comes long after Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Okay? So it's chronologically out of order, but this is the lead-in and the way the Gemara is presenting the topic. Kol ha'osek b'Torah yisurin b'dilin haymenu. Right, this will help us to understand what is meant by yisurin. Okay, so just it's late and we've already been listening to Shirin for a little bit, but if we'll try to focus for a couple of minutes, we can. I think there's an important description of what exactly the nature of the Yisurin is in this context. And of course, here he's talking about Kol HaOsek BaTorah. We said there were three things, right? Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba. So this is not about Eretz Yisrael per se. But what is the Yisurin? So again, Reish Lakish, who comes long after Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who presumably knows the statement of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And what was the statement of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? If you want Torah, then it can only be acquired through Yisurin, right? That's what he said. If you want Torah, it can only be acquired through Yisurin. So, even though Reish Lakish knows this, he says, Kol ha'osek b'Torah, anybody who's involved in Torah, Yisurin b'dilin haymenu. Yisurin are separated from him. So how could it be that you can only acquire Torah through Yisurin, but Yisurin are separated from you? Yes, Yaakov.
Well, are we seeing the question of the language?
Mm-hmm.
Shalosh Matanot Tovot, it says that the giving is given with Yisurin, but you seem to be saying that the acceptance is being accepted with Yisurin.
Okay, so maybe
not,
there's...
Which is two different things.
Okay, so that's... Yeah.
Well, the repercussion of learning is that other Yisurin you won't get.
Ah, okay, so that's it's part of what you said, I think, dovetails with Yaakov, then used a very critical word there, other. That was the direction I was going to go in. In other words, there may be two kinds of Yisurin here, okay? There's certain Yisurin which are germane to Torah, and certain Yisurin which are germane to Eretz Yisrael, and certain Yisurin which are germane to Olam Haba, right? That they are part and parcel of what Olam Haba means. If you want to get Olam Haba, you have to endure Yisurin. What's the Yisurin? Maybe is having to fight back the Yetzer Hara and not to do Averot. You want to get to Olam Haba with a clean slate, with as few Averot as possible, you're going to suffer. Sometimes your impulse is going to tell you to scream at your child unnecessarily, and you have to suffer that internal conflict. That you, on the one hand, you want to scream, and on the other hand, you want to do the right thing, and the right thing may be in that context not to scream, right? So Olam Haba is also a function of Yisurin. But the Yisurin here, or in Torah, or there's Yisurin in Torah. What's the Yisurin in Torah? Well, there's an impulse telling me to go to this event, but I have a chavrusa. So should I go to the event, which I really want to go to, or should I send the chavrusa and be frustrated that I have to go to the event? Okay? So that's a Yisurin that you need to use, that you need to sacrifice, in order to acquire Torah. But there's other Yisurin, which are maybe more general Yisurin, since you're involved in this Torah, I'm protecting you from the other Yisurin. And that's the direction that I would have gone in. Okay? Amar le Rabbi Yochanan, ha'afilu tinokot shel beit Rabban yodino to. And Rabbi Yochanan says, it's such an obvious point, because it's already a pasuk in Parshat Beshalach, im shamo adishma al kol ha'shel melokecha, v'yashar bin av ta'azeh, v'yazanto le mitzvotav, v'shamarto kol chukav, kol ha'machalar sh'estamti v'mitzvayim lo asim alecha, ki ane Hashem rufecha. Okay, and that's I think enough for us in the current context. Fabulous question. Point. Fabulous. Right. That's I think unstated, and unfortunately I couldn't find anybody that deals with this issue. But that's critical for us to talk about also, which is when the Gemara says that it was given to Israel. And we want to figure out what these Yisurin are. So can I say I've got my own personal Yisurin in Eretz Yisrael? Or is this really talking about the Jewish nation? And the Jewish nation has Jewish nation Yisurin. Which also has to do with, you know, how should we feel? How should we react? How personally should we take it when there's a war? Okay, when there's a war, obviously, you know, if you're running to the shelter with your child here in Yad Bimin, so that's, you can take it pretty personally. But there are all sorts of things that happen that, you know, and it's not necessarily only limited to Eretz Yisrael, of course, but when there's an from the concept of Arvut, when there's an anti-Semitic attack in one place or the other place, there's a part of us that says, okay, it didn't happen to me. I mean, there's human nature. Your fingers only go so far. Obviously, you understand the difference between something that's happening to you and something that's happening outside you. But that's also a question. In other words, how personally should we understand it? Is this a national thing? Are they attacking the Jewish nation? Are they attacking me? Right? And when I have my Yisurin, you know, should I understand it as part of the Yisurin of Eretz Yisrael, or maybe I should understand it as something else?
Like the national Olamaba?
Ah. So the answer to that,
in context, it would make more sense. It would be more of a personal thing because Torah is a personal thing. Well,
unless you say the concept, right? Kol Yisrael. No, you could say that, right? Exactly. Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelek L'Olam Haba. No. In other words, that Olam Haba applies. That categorically applies to Bnei Yisrael. That might be what the Gemara is talking about. Okay, and then obviously within that, each person has their own account. Okay, let's skip for a moment to let's just see it through. The source number two, the Maharsha comments on this Gemara. Eretz Yisrael needs na al yedei yisurin hu hora'a. Shalom needs na haaretz la'achol peirotea ulitaneg mirov tuva ki avo bezel yedei mered b'Hashem chas v'shalom. Kin frash pasuk ze besof ha'inyan pen tochal v'savata. You have it in source number four. Etc. Eretz Yisrael is given to Bnei Yisrael only through Yisurin. What does that mean? It's an instruction that we should understand. Eretz Yisrael was not given to us to enjoy its exceptional citrus produce, which isn't exceptional. But that's not really what we're here for. We're here for the oranges. What we're here for is how do you handle the oranges, right? To remote masorot, to bracha rishona, bracha achrona, etc. Because if you get wrapped up in the personal ownership of the physical bounty of the land, then in the end you will come to rebel against God. That's what the Marsha says. Okay, how it fits in with the other two, you can see the Marsha a little further with a little more carefully, and all the Marsha's remarks over here. But just point out that Yisurin here. He says it's a hora'ah. Let's look for just a moment at Parakhet and Dvarim, source number 4. Okay? So this parak begins. Kol ha-mitzvah asher anuchi mitzvcha hayom tishmerun la'asot. That's the context. That's the introductory remark. Moshe says, everything that I'm commanding you today, you must observe. L'man tichyun v'yitem v'atem v'yishtem et ha'aretz. In order that you have a successful klita. Okay? So that you should have a successful absorption into the land of Israel. And what are the Yisurin? Therefore, the Yisurin are, if I'm not mistaken, really, as we have the word in Sefer Mishlei, over and over again, we have this Shorish in Mishlei, not as Yisurin and Yiyaser, but Musar, which is, it would seem to be appropriate linguistically that these two words are connected, right? And Musar, he says, is hora'ah. It's an instruction. In other words, Hashem is giving you instruction. It's true that it's difficult, but that's not the point. The point is not the suffering. The point is you have to take it in a context. You take Eretz Yisrael on a condition, understanding that it has to be approached in a very specific light. No? Okay. Good. Okay, there's something else, but slipped my mind out. Now, Torah Tamima, source number 3, explains slightly differently. Inyan ha-davar yesh levayer ki mitachlit Eretz Yisrael ino rak lihitaneg al tuva v'hanata l'lechet b'darkei ha-torah v'ha-mitzvah. Okay, it's similar to the Maharsha. The concept of kashe yasar ishet beno is that Hashem is giving it to you so that you observe it in a certain way. You take this gift in a certain way. Kamosha Katu Besota, the Gemara says, they mani tava Moshe Rabbeinu likanes l'Eretz Yisrael mi chila chol mi priyahu tzarich. Is it that he wants to eat its fruit. Ella amar harbe mitzvot einu hagot el Eretz Yisrael. Ekanei svit kaimu al yedai. V'tachlid so Moshe also, right? This is Moshe's attitude to Eretz Yisrael. Why is it that Moshe begs Hashem over and over again? Ebrana ver'e. Let me pass over and see Ha'aretz HaTova. Because Moshe, it's the land of mitzvot. That has to be our attitude as well. Tachlid zo hu diem HaKadosh Baruch Hu kodim k'nisatam la'aretz b'yisurim. Now, what's very interesting here, the Torah Tamima really spells out, where's the Yisurim? Is the Yisurim something that precedes coming to Eretz Yisrael? Or the Yisurim is something that I promise you're going to endure? And when you suffer the Yisurim in Eretz Yisrael, don't think, or not suffer, when you endure, when you go through whatever the Yisurim is, don't think that it's unusual, because these are the terms under which you are continually living it. Okay? Or the other way, the other possibility is that the Yisurim precede Eretz Yisrael. And as we'll see on the reverse side in just a moment, many Mefarshim understand that way. That the Yisurim are really things that before Moshe took Bnei Yisrael in, he said you needed to endure these certain Yisurim. L'harot ki tachlita ina rak hana'a chomarit. Excuse me, as the Maharsha says, the Yisurim are guideposts telling you by the way by which you should live your life in Eretz Yisrael, the terms by which you may enjoy this great gift. Okay, it's not, and the Torah is similar, right? Torah is not for self-aggrandizement, and it's not for finding ways to manipulate other people. Torah is for lishma, is for serving Hashem, is for hearing the word of God. Eretz Yisrael is similar. Eretz Yisrael is not for self-aggrandizement. It's not for purely this or that selfish material reasons. It is here as a context for Avodat Hashem more globally. Okay? Now if we'll look again, and then we'll do a very quick survey of some of the issues here that come up in Parakhet, so that's how we need to look at it. This pasuk that the Gemara cites comes within a context. Again, Moshe tells, in source number 4, Moshe tells Bnei Yisrael, everything that I'm commanding you today, this is what you need to do in order to come to the land and have a successful klita. V'zacharta, Moshe says, et kol ha-derech asher holicha shem lukecha ze 40 shana b'midbar. L'man anotcha l'nasotcha l'adat et asher b'lvavcha ha-tishmor mitzvotah v'imlo. Then Moshe goes in a different direction. Instead of looking forward, now Moshe looks back. If you want to know how to look forward, you have to look back. And therefore, some of the Farshim say, wait a second, the Yisurim is not really what's coming ahead, the Yisurim is what you've gone through up until this point. If you want to know why you deserve Ki'ilu to go into Eretz Yisrael now, the reason that you deserve is what you've gone, you have earned the right to go into Eretz Yisrael at this point because of what you've endured the last 40 years. And we would do the psukim inside, but in the interest of time, we won't do them now.
And once you're there,
you don't see it as Yisurim anymore. Okay? And that the truth is, the language of the Gemara here is very interesting. The Gemara said, Shalosh matanot tovot, v'chulan lo nitanan ela al yedei Yisurim. So that's an interesting question. Should we focus on netina? How many times is there a netina? Is there a netina once? If you want to take the perspective, halachic perspective about kinyan, the Gemara doesn't use the language of kinyan, but a kinyan is one time, right? So netina, I would also think is one time, but when you say al yaday, then there maybe is a language which is less cut like that. It has a little more of an implication of something, a means, an ongoing means, right? Okay, and you'll see the mefarshim really go on both sides. So the Ibn Ezra says, source number 5, biyadata im levavecha sheyeda be'emunah. This, and this I think is really a critical point in terms of just hammering out how are we supposed to approach emotionally, religiously, intellectually the serim that we endure. Again, Moshe said, the Yisurim that I'm giving you as a, that Hashem gives you is like a father gives a son. So Ibn Ezra says, what's Yisurim? Sheyida be'emunat libo, a person who's known in his heart, shehu ha'ikar, uba'avur shetishma el ha'aloha ha'miyaser otcha, v'im hir ivcha liyasreka, v'yancha b'derech b'tzama, secharcha, he says, sheyiviyacha la'aretz hatova. Hashem is making you suffer, Hashem did make you suffer. He did make you suffer in the desert, and you were sometimes thirsty, and you were sometimes hungry, and you're out in the desert, and that's very boring over there, right? But because of that, and Ibn Ezra, I think this is a critical word, says you have a schar. You did a hard job, but you get something out of it. Now, is there a direct cause and effect relationship between the Yisurim and the schar, based on Ibn Ezra? In other words, being thirsty have to do with being Eretz Yisrael? It sounds to me like from Ibn Ezra there isn't. Arbitrarily ki'ilu, if Hashem had arbitrarily chosen to make us thirsty and to make us hungry, that's what he chose. But since we had emunah, so then we get the prize. You went through the obstacle course, you get the prize. What's the prize? Basketball. Why is that a bad example? You get a car, okay? Why do I say that it's a bad example? Because basketball has to do with obstacles, maybe, like physical, whatever. But something that's totally arbitrary, right? I'll give you a new tie if you get through the obstacle course. Huh? What's the obstacle course have to do with a tie? I don't know. I have an obstacle course, I have a tie. You want to earn it, so go do it. All the other nations also want the tie. So the one who gets through the obstacle course gets a tie. In other words, there's no direct cause and effect relationship, lichora. Ramban, if I'm not mistaken,
Approach also means that it's not conditional. And you want to have Eretz Yisrael, it's yours.
Yeah, that's right. It's all about the past. What have you gone through in these last 40 years in the desert? You've gone through Yisurin, and now I'm giving you Eretz Yisrael, and now it's yours.
It doesn't seem much as necessarily the more simple read, at least according to the way that we understood things. Because the idea is that, in theory, if that's everything that's the past and now you have Eretz Yisrael, then it doesn't make a difference what you do in the land.
Right. So if you learn this week's parasha, Acharimot Kedoshim, it's full of the conditions very explicitly, and it's not an accident, right? That Yom HaAtzmaut comes out during Acharimot Kedoshim, and Hashem tells us what we need to do in the land and how we need to uphold its sanctity, right? Okay. But, right. Taken by itself, this is how the Ibn Ezra seems to be learning the parsha and Devarim. Okay, let's just take a quick look at the Ramban here. Kike asher yaser ish et beno she yitain alav l'tovato ol musar. Hashem is putting upon him an ol musar, a yoke of musar, he says. Right, and therefore the travail is really retribution, as we mentioned before. Kinyan shen emar yaser bincha ki esh tikva v'al hamito. Kein Hashem l'kecham yasereka mitchila bi'inuy hamidbar v'nisayon haman. Hashem just gave you these things. And now the Ramban talks about a cause and effect. Why bedafka did Hashem make you hungry in the desert? So that you would appreciate the quenching qualities of Eretz Yisrael. In other words, the Yisurim are custom designed to teach you something. Lahavdil, right? But people talk about coming from families in which there were survivors of the Holocaust, and those families were always taught you don't leave any food on your plate, etc. Those kinds of things, right? You don't. You always say thank you for the things you have. And there's certain kinds of things about coming from a life in which you couldn't take anything for granted, right? And that's the point. You went through this experience in Chutz La'aretz in the desert where you didn't have, and now you come, and that's what the Yisurin is. So the Ramban is similar to Ibn Ezra with regards to the Yisurin seems to be mostly in the rear view mirror. Yisurim are the things you've already undergone, but they were bedafka educational. And Ramban also clues us in with the word musar, right? It's educational. The Yisurim are not arbitrary reward and punishment. The Yisurim are things that we need to learn from. And Sforno says, I think, very beautifully, Notein lecha b'mitzvotav musar na'ot el ha-shleimut ha-mechuvan me'ito. He gives you mitzvot which are a musar na'ot, an appropriate, a beautiful instruction, rebuke, admonishment, but teaching to bring you to shleimut hamechuvan, which is intended for it. Okay, and if we take this approach, I think that then we step back from that, and we get a whole new perspective on this concept of Eretz Yisrael is only niknet al yidei Yisurin. We didn't say niknet even, right? That's critical. The Gemara doesn't say the word niknet. The Gemara says it's only given. It's only given through Yisurin, right? You could ask a question also. Why Vidafka these three things and only these three things? Every chasen and kala during the Sheva Brachas hears about how challenging marriage is, right? And then when you live it, then you see how sometimes there are conflicts, and I wouldn't, we don't have to use the word Yisurin, it sounds very harsh. But there are plenty of things in life that come with challenge.
Right?
Right. Exactly. And the word matzah, by the way, right? Mem tzadi hei is conflict. Chi natsu anashim. Right. So that's clearly both of those in the Gemara with an aleph. But that's interesting. Anyway, but that's also, in other words, there are other things the Gemara could have said that you have to pay for something, right? Knei l'cha chaver is the Mishnah and Avot. Why knei? So some say because you have to give something to it. So we're not talking about sacrifice. We're talking about something very, very specific here. The Gemara is zeroing in on Yisurin and the matana of Yisurin. So what's a Yisurin? It's not simply sacrifice, because we're really talking about something. If we take the Ramban and Sforno, we're talking about something educational. Those things that we have to endure in order to get Eretz Yisrael. And I think that the question that we raised here, I forget if it was Damien or Yaakov raised the point about Klal Yisrael versus personal, right? Eretz Yisrael, is it personal Yisurim or Klal Yisrael Yisurim? I think that's still a big question. But either way you take it, the Yisurim that we endure in Eretz Yisrael are things that are not just arbitrary, that Hashem says, well, if you want it, you have to feed other nations. It's something Hashem has given us as Eretz Tova, our three Matanot Tovot. This is one of the three Matanot Tovot. It is fundamentally Tov. But the only way that Hashem gives it to us, the way through which Hashem has given it to us, and the way through which we will use it best and appreciate it the most, is if we understand the terms, if we try to understand the terms through which it's been given to us. And those terms are sometimes sufferings and travails, but if we take the proper perspective, we'll understand that those things are really instructions and direction from Hashem. May we merit such things.
Oh,
amen. Yeah. Nice.